Now we're going to take a look at some of the main news out of the subcontinent. Sanoush Sharif joins us in studio from the ARN News Centre. Thanks for coming in, Sanoush.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at your first story. This one is going to get a lot of attention, I'm sure. This is a highly anticipated autobiography by the one and only Sachin Tendulkar.
Yes, and it's called Playing It My Way. The launch ceremony of this book is currently on in Mumbai as we speak. And the book has been in the news for a mix of different reasons. First of all, because the words are directly from the man himself, somebody who was known to concentrate only on his game and was, you know, called a gentleman cricketer. Plus, it said that there could be details of controversies, personal struggles and his achievements, you know, things about which he couldn't openly speak when he was involved in the game actively. So fans of the sport and Sachin will be waiting to get their hands on the book.
Any indication of what he might be saying? Has there been any excerpts released in the newspaper, Sanoush? Is there any... Let's be honest, we want the dirt.
Well, in excerpts from the book released last week, Sachin Tendulkar had hit out at former India coach Greg Chappell, calling him a ringmaster. Revelations that Chappell tried to replace Rahul Dravid as the Indian team's captain just months ahead of the 2007 World Cup, which was disastrous for India, in which the team crashed out of the opening round itself. Allegations that Chappell wanted to control Indian cricket by taking Sachin into confidence. These are some of the revelations being made, but the Australian has rejected those allegations. Details of the Chappell era, all eyes are on that. Some of the senior Indian players have termed as the Chappell era as the darkest in Indian cricket. So, you know, that is one of the highlight of the autobiography. Also, it seems Sachin contemplated retirement a couple of times when things were not going his way. So all this and much more are expected to be detailed in the autobiography.
Will he ever be caught for his records, the number of centuries? Because it seems to me he's untouchable in cricket. I just can't see him being eclipsed.
You know, he played during a time when there was an opportunity, especially in the Indian team, for, you know, these big name players to extend the longevity, which really doesn't work in many other teams. If you are out of form, say for a couple of games, you immediately get dropped or you're pushed to county level cricket or junior level cricket, and then you have to prove yourself to come back into the sport. Some analysts say that he was involved in the sport at a time when you had that opportunity to extend your playing career, even if you were not really, even if you're actually out of form. These days, that's not the case. There are many cricketers knocking at the doors, and if you don't really perform well for a couple of matches at a stretch, you don't get that opportunity. You know, you have to prove yourself really to come back hard.
Sanoush, Dubai has a lot of shopping festivals, and it attracts, it's very successful in attracting a lot of tourists to the city. But Sri Lanka is coming on board, aren't they? They're launching a new shopping festival. Is this the first one that they've ever had?
Well, it's billed as a first of its kind fest to attract footfall across different locations, an event with the active involvement of businesses, the media and sponsors as well. And interestingly, it's called SLASH, acronym for Sri Lanka Shopping Festival. And it's just been formally announced in the capital, Colombo, but the actual event will be kicking off in February next year.
Can you just repeat what it's called?
SLASH.
Okay. That's what I thought you said.
So it kicks off in February next year. So how long are they going to be running this festival for then?
The plan is to hold it for 2 weeks, and organizers say there'll be, you know, the regular discounts, value-driven shopping, entertainment, dining, cultural aspects, etc. And though it's positioned as a nationwide event, chances are most of the activities are likely to be centered on big cities and towns such as Colombo, Kandy. But to get the involvement of the public as much as possible, media campaigns, competitions, on-ground activities, etc. have already begun. And organizers are trying to cover as many sectors as possible, you know, be it fashion, sports, electronics, entertainment, lifestyle, beauty, healthcare. And it's not billed as an annual event yet. Chances are based on the response that they get based on the revenue that they managed to generate, it could become a regular fixture on the country's annual events calendar.
Do you think Sri Lanka needs something like this? Because Sri Lanka, when you think of Sri Lanka, you think of the beaches, don't you? And you think of the tourism in the countryside as well as on the beaches. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of our colleagues have just been to Sri Lanka.
Everyone's just been in Sri Lanka.
Exactly.
It's smiley people as well. That's what I think.
The people in Sri Lanka. Yeah. Do you think that it's needed, something like this, a shopping festival, to attract tourists?
Well, if you look at the domestic demand, maybe this is something that they haven't done before. And in order to keep that retail sector alive and in order to ensure that there is continued footfall throughout the year, you know, not just that seasonal trickle of customers, it seems that events of this kind are required, because for us outsiders, as tourists looking at the country from outside, we look at it in a completely different way. But in order to meet their domestic requirements, they do need to push these sort of events. That's what analysts are saying.
I can't get out of my head the image of Slash from Guns N' Roses. There's a marketing opportunity there, but I'm not sure quite how that would work. But that's news from the subcontinent. Sanu Chari from the Asian News Desk at the ERA News Centre. Thank you.
Thank you.